This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please serve everyone out? Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Devin, you understand how this year game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Got to go with animalize this.
The California Highway Patrol, they entered into an extremely slow speed pursuit when an animal was found trying to cross the upper deck of the Bay Bridge in San Francisco. An officer responded to a call about an animal on the bridge and was able to locate the animal near Treasure Island. Yeah, I like this animal. The California Highway Patrol San Francisco said on social media, quote, as CHP San Francisco Motor Officer Pack located the critter, an extremely slow speed pursuit was initiated as the animal failed to yield to Officer Pack's directions. The animal continued westbound in its attempt to evade, even attempting to turn around and escape going the wrong way against traffic. We call that California Highway Patrol humor right there. Now, the chase was soon joined by a witness and the owner of a nonprofit rescue shelter known as Jelly's Place. While a follow-up post revealed that the critter had been taken to the Wild Care Center in San Rafael, where personnel discovered that it was a female and that it had babies. But apparently, everything was unscathed by the accident.
Okay.
It is fine. The question is,
so the animal is pregnant.
Yeah. The question is, what kind of animal was trying to cross the bridge? That's what we're going to Treasure Island, Miles. Come on, Treasure. Was it a fox? Was it a coyote? Was it a possum? Or was it a groundhog? Fox, coyote, possum, or groundhog?
Miles, what you thinking?
Slow speed. I'm going, Devin. I'm going groundhog on the speed tip.
Groundhog. I think I'm going to take the possum. The old George Jones.
What is it? Possum week?
What do you mean?
Well, possum was the other day on Analyze This.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why I didn't pick possum.
I agree with Devin on possum, just because if you've seen them try to run across the street, they don't exactly sprint. They kind of vibrate across the street.
What animal tried to cross that bridge? Was it a fox, a coyote, a possum, or a groundhog? We'll find out next.
That was a
You're listening to The Men's Room.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is analyze this on profile. This California officer has found an animal on a highway trying to cross a bridge. A slow speed chase ensued. They did catch the animal and took the animal to a rescue center. Whatever. Turns out the animal was pregnant. But I guess the kiddos are okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, what was the animal? Was it a fox, a coyote, a possum, or a groundhog?
And Devin, that is a question we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went with the groundhog, known on the East Coast as a G-hog.
Mm.
It was not the G-hog.
Is it really possum week?
Come on. Tell me it's possum week,
now,
Steve.
Now, Devin, and look, you do this for a living. We know who you are. And Mike agreed with you. I think Mike just agreed with you because he goes, Devin does this kind of crap for a living.
That's
man.
Right.
He knows his animals.
Big win.
You suck, man. You suck.
It is pop. Look, man, if sharks can have shark week, certainly.
Yeah.
We had weed week. What certainly we could do possum week.
The possum story.
What was the possum story?
It was a couple days ago. It was like someone took in a pet or something like that. Or I can't remember what the deal was.
I don't remember the possum story.
Yeah, it was a possum.
Can we do possum week? Right, because we just did.
Right?
Why not do possum week?
And then this was the year of the beaver as well.
Beavers started this year strong, man.
They were
all over the news.
Mm-hmm. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time of Tea.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Oh, look, it's Mike Hawk.
Hello, everybody. One more time for me here on TV Time. As far as watching TV goes, there's a handful of genres that I love the most. Probably one of the first is game shows, and then I immediately go into different kind of comedy shows, sitcoms and whatnot. And that also transfers over to the movies that I watch. I prefer comedies really more than anything else. I just like to laugh. There's so much seriousness that goes on in the world. There's way too much of it. My best escape is just something to laugh at.
Sure.
And the thing that makes me laugh harder than anything else is when I watch these comedies, and you can kind of see in the background and you see that the other actors on there are doing their damnedest to not break character.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best thing about the Carol Burnett show.
And if you watch reruns of that show, it'll still hold up, but it's just those guys made it a point to try to crack each other up.
And I mean, they could barely hold it together. And they taped the show live. And so, you know, it wasn't a live show, but they taped it. And right. they did not edit it.
Right.
So whatever happened just kind of happened.
Right. And
that's why we know Jimmy Fallon.
100%. I was just about to bring it up. Jimmy Fallon, notoriously.
Can't get through anything.
No, he could never get through. And that made him more likable. Bill Hader, same thing on SNL.
Oh, yeah.
He's fantastic at what he does.
He was very good, but if you made him laugh, it was done.
You're damn right. You're damn right. As soon as it did. So, as far as a couple titans when it comes to this, one of the ones that comes to mind is Will Ferrell and his ability and what you hear from other people that are on his sets, that he goes after everybody on that set at some point. If he's got a one-on-one with you, he's going to try to get you laugh on camera. Well, he's also got a cohort that would do the same thing in John C. Reilly. And it recently came out that John C. Reilly actually made him break character. So Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly worked amazingly together in both Talladega Nights and Step Brothers. But Will says that on Talladega Nights, there was only one time that Reilly really made him break character. Last week, Will spoke in Reilly's honor at the Oscar Wilde Awards, which honor Irish-American artists, and he said that John got him during the scene where his character is in a coma. And so at this point, Ricky Bobby has been into an accident. Everybody, he's in a coma in the hospital, and he's got all of his pit crew and all of his friends that are coming to visit him, and we have John C. Reilly confessing this.
Hey, Ricky. It's me, Cal. Just want you to know I got your back, bro, no matter what. There's something I want to get off my chest. And it's about that summer when you went away to community college. I got an offer to do Playgirl magazine. And I did it. I did a full spread for Playgirl magazine. I mean spread, man. I pulled my butt apart and stuff. And I was totally nude. And it was weird. I mean, you probably didn't hear about it because I went under the name of Mike Honcho. And I just wanted you to know that, if you could hear me, if it got into your brain somehow, that I spread my butt cheeks as Mike Honcho.
So this is going to be a surprise to nobody. That was completely improvised. He says, quote, John comes to me to confess that he once posed for Playgirl under the name of Mike Honcho. And yes, he did spread his butt cheeks. That was all improvised. And I swear, you just see me hanging on for dear life. And they do pan over to Ferrell's face from time to time. And he's clearly still very much alive and awake, just trying to close his eyes. And you can see, like, one of his eyebrows start to raise. That is one of my favorite things, is when you see two guys that are trying to crack each other there. And that got me thinking. And I eventually found this from MovieWeb.com, and it's basically the comedy duos that had perfect chemistry, because I believe Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly to be one of those duos. I did grab a couple of highlights as far as where I could to see if I can get a little bit of a taste of all that. So we mentioned Talladega Nights. The other one I think is a great work of art is Step Brothers. If you haven't seen it before, it's a fantastic comedy. Here's a little exchange.
Hey! Did you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
I know you touched my drum stick, because the left one has a chip in it.
You should be medicated.
F*** you, Brennan. I know you touched my drum set, and I want to hear that dirty little mouth admit it.
You get out of my face, or I'm going to roundhouse your ass.
You swear on your mom's life that you didn't touch it then.
I don't have to shirt a sh**.
That's because you touched my drum set, because I know Cops doesn't start till 4.
That's why he was all sweaty. He was watching Cops. Doesn't start till 4. They go with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. From Edgar Wright's Three Flavors Cornetto trilogy, they journeyed together, goes far as back as the late 1990s in the British television sitcom Spaced, playing friends in almost all appearances together. The real-life relationship between the two bleeds over into their roles, and the two have teamed up to produce some truly memorable comedy. They did...
Simon Pegg's hilarious.
He is. They did Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz came out. What was the other one that was in that trilogy?
Right, because they called it a trilogy, man, and I don't remember. I just read this kind of recently, too, and I can't remember.
It's like At World's End or something like that, I don't remember. Something to that regard, but those two definitely hit for a while there. Here's another one out of SNL. See if you guys can guess who they were.
Look at this, Deborah. A lifetime supply of frozen chicken. A chicken man. Imagine years after years after years of chicken. Right at your fingertips. They're good, they're good. Each chicken looks as good as this one. That's a chicken man guarantee. If your man likes chicken, you might like chicken.
Two that were just a problem.
Not that I can tell by their accents, but I'm going to guess Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
It was not Amy Poehler or Tina Fey. That was Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph.
Oh, okay.
I heard them playing their, I forget what they called them, but they were the showgirls, basically. And they did have a little reprise during the 50th anniversary. The two have worked together on a handful of different projects. I know that Bridesmaids was one of the movies that they did. And same thing. It's one of those, the synergy between the two fueled some really, really great comedy.
Yeah, it makes it better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Between those two and Kate McKinnon, I mean...
Oh, yeah. Kate McKinnon definitely could get thrown in there. They go with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
Which, other than like the 21 Jump Street movies,
right.
I don't know that I've seen these two together a whole lot, but they say big screen adaptations of 80s television shows don't always land well in theaters and can often sometimes leave moviegoers disappointed. The trend was bucked in 2012 with 21 Jump Street, led by comedic directors, starring Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. The film receives rave reviews, with most praising the chemistry and hilarity of the two leading men. The chemistry would carry over into a sequel to the film, as well as promotional interviews throughout the film. Now,
I would argue, though, that Jonah Hill has good chemistry, and I don't know if it is true in real life, but on screen, with anyone you put him with.
Yes.
He just has a style of delivery that no matter who the other character is, he's awesome.
He's kind of that A character that he can be funny by himself. However, he like you said, it gets very easy to just kind of join in on his on his style of comedy.
It seems to let the other actor kind of take the lead almost.
Right.
And he will just fill in the gaps of what you didn't do that he thinks would be funny.
Right. And Channing Tatum does have some good timing, and he does have some good comedic prowess, but I think Jonah Hill's kind of the one breaking his back carrying that that particular duo here. We're going to get a throwback on this one. Here's we're covering the comedy duos with perfect chemistry. I need to watch these movies because I know they're going to be fantastic. See if you can guess them.
What are you doing?
I'm getting bad. You better get bad, Jack, because you ain't bad. You're going to get...
Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder. Right. I almost said Hack, and I'm like, I know some of them.
Get down.
Hey.
Do some of these.
Right on.
Here.
That's right. We bad.
We bad. We bad.
That's right. You don't want no Damn right.
That's right. Say no
That's right.
That's another one that it seems like they have two different styles of comedy. However, they just worked together.
They work great together. It's like peanut butter and jelly. Until someone put them together, you would not think one should work with the other.
No.
Then you do it and you go like, damn, man, this is a great combination.
Because Gene Wilder, like, he was doing Young Frankenstein. He was Willy Wonka, for heaven's sakes. Richard Pryor, I feel like, was... fantastic comedian, but he was kind of known for being the more dirty comedian. He was
absolutely
cuss words all the time. Yeah. His language was absolutely foul, and so it was this weird dynamic, this hot and cold, that just married together.
They did a couple of movies, dude, and they stand up. Like, they will look dated, but the jokes are still hilarious.
Yeah, Silver Streak's pretty good.
Yeah, and this was Stir Crazy that I got that clip for, just in case anybody wants to check that one out. Here's one that you were missing from Saturday Night Live, was Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. I looked through a library of different things. There wasn't any real solid exchange between the two that I could set down within a good time frame to be able to put it on here during the show. But it's unmistakable. The chemistry between Amy Poehler and Tina Fey far exceeds the six movies that they featured in together, but expanded their days working at Saturday Night Live with one another and their handful of presenting and hosting duties throughout the years. I feel like if at any point you had Amy Poehler or Tina Fey hosting anything, the other was in tow.
I mean, think about it. They hired both of them. Was it Golden Globes, Oscars, whatever it was, because it made sense. You kind of go like, yeah, of course they should be out there together.
Exactly. Here's a comedic duo that, again, you wouldn't see it coming because you don't quite know either of them as all that big of comedy folks. However, they're just more in funny situations. But they recently got a show on Netflix that really brought their chemistry together.
I had a towel, and now it's disappeared.
There's a towel on the back of the door.
No, that one has dirt on it.
That's not dirt. I used it to kill a bug.
That would be Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy.
Oh, yeah. Think about Best in Show, all the movies that they did together.
Did they actually do other movies together?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God. I did not know this.
They're kind of like SCTV alum.
That's exactly what it is. The beginning of it was Spinal Tap.
All the same writers, all the same people are involved in all those movies. So when you think of Waiting for Guffman and, Best in Show, I mean, hell, I can't remember them all, but every single thing that they did that's like a mockumentary.
No kidding.
Is absolutely fantastic.
See, the only thing I knew Eugene Levy from was the American Pie movies, which he had his funny moments in it, but I wouldn't put him down as the funny
Have
one in that movie.
Have you seen Best in Show?
No.
You got to watch that movie.
Yeah. Best in Show.
It's got your girl in it. What's her face that you can do the imitation of?
It's got
Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge.
She's in there. Like, it's awesome.
Is she the Best in Show?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's basically what it is. She's a rich... She married a billionaire, It's kind of like the Anna Nicole Smith who marries the guy that's like 95 years old.
Oh, God.
She like talks about the things that they enjoy together. Well, we like soft foods. And
right. Soft foods.
Yeah. And being quiet.
Sticking to comedy duos that have moved on to a streaming service. This is a long-storied comedy duo. They had their days in Saturday Night Live. They made all their movies. They are currently making their own Hulu show together. Check them out.
It's Tie-Dye Guy.
Okay, we got to follow them.
I'm going to get my car. You stay on.
All right, I'll wait. Wait, you have a car?
Go after them on foot, and then call me when you know where they are, and then I'll swing by and pick you up.
Okay, I'll wait. You pay for parking here?
Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Yep.
I mean, you go back to the Three Amigos.
Absolutely. I haven't watched a whole lot of their movies, but there was an odd comfort every time the two of them were on screen together.
Yeah, this is something that they're very perfect together.
I'm actually looking forward to the new Cheech and Chong movie, just from growing up.
The greatest comic duo of all time? They were just funny at the time.
They were.
So they have a new one coming out. I think it's like their last ride or whatever the deal is, but that should be pretty good.
Absolutely. I agree with that. They say that Martin Short and Steve Martin have all the chemistry of an old married couple, and it produces some of the best comedy that we've ever seen between two performers. Whether it's their live stage show, Short's cameo in Martin's Father of the Bride, or their murder investigation friendship with Selena Gomez and Only Murders in the Building, the two feed off of one another, making each other better and funnier in the process. And I fully agree with that. They completely accent each other. One that was not on this list, and Ryan Castle kind of gave me the push to find this clip and make it here. It's another Saturday Night Live alumni duo, one that is highly regarded. Check them out.
She's a court low.
Oh, yeah? Then guess what? Open it back up and put it in. That's your penance for the puppet show back there. And while you're at it, fill it up with gas, okay? I'm going to go ask directions to our next huge embarrassing failure.
You're a huge embarrassing failure.
What?
Nothing.
I'm so sad that I didn't get to experience Chris Farley and David Spade back in their heyday.
You still can.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I
just
can go
back
to
watch those movies.
Just the chemistry that, you know, at first I was going to grab the van down by the river, but that was mostly all Farley.
Even David Spade. Joe Dirt's a great movie. I mean,
it is.
Farley wasn't in that, but I mean, I'm telling you, like, you forget, like, this stuff is still good.
Yes. And I love going back and seeing these old comedies and knowing that it's still good.
You know, like, Joe Dirt basically ripped off the formula for Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
So if you watch the movie, they're almost paralleled as far as it's just, you know, the life of this guy instead of the life of Forrest Gump. But it's based on, you know,
I love it.
History and all that crap.
I'm going to leave you guys with what I believe to be is the number one comedy duo of all time, old radio guys. It's a classic bit.
On the St. Louis team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
You know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean, the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The fellow playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who is on first?
Have you got a first baseman on first?
Certainly.
Then who's playing first?
Absolutely.
Well, all I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no. What is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy.
What's the guy's name on first base?
What's the guy's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not talking about him.
Jesus. Abbott and Costello.
Yeah,
who's on first? Comedy duos with perfect chemistry there. What are you going to watch tonight? You got Survivor over on CBS, The Masked Singer over on Fox. Celebrity Jeopardy quarterfinals are tonight on ABC. They got Sean Gunn, Darcy Carden, and Sherry Cola. And The Floor is on Netflix, or on Fox. Have you watched The Floor yet, Steve?
You're telling me to watch this, man. Look, I see the commercials.
You're going to love it, man.
Are you sure?
Yes, you're going to love it.
If you're wrong, I get to stab you in the kidney with a fork tomorrow.
Done. Agreed.
Sweet. On the air.
Agreed.
On the air. Yes.
Late night tonight, check out Jimmy Fallon. He's got Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Carrie Underwood.
All right. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Headlines are coming up next. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A prison officer blows her employment and ends up behind bars. Meanwhile, a Missouri man likes to get intimate with passenger train cars. Passed out man is upset when brother-in-law fills his belly button with glue. A cow escapes Houston rodeo in an attempt to avoid being beef stewed. An Oregon dad puts a stop to his daughter's abusive boyfriend. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to the lovely world of the internet where a prank has gone too far. Following a family barbecue, a man had a few too many and elected to sleep it off inside of the house. That was the moment that his brother-in-law, who was completely sober, decided to have a little fun. Waiting until his brother was asleep, he snuck up beside him and filled his belly button with super glue. That's funny, though. I know this sucks, but that was funny.
It is. It's easy enough to get out.
Yeah. You'd think. Sometime during his slumber, the man had managed to touch the glue as some was on his finger when he woke up, but things got worse as it had adhered to his skin and was beginning to tear as they attempted to remove the glue. They were eventually forced to go to the hospital to get the glue removed, landing the man a bill of over $2,000 in medical bills that he intends to get every dollar out of his brother-in-law. He's refusing to pay the bill, so the man filed a lawsuit against him.
And won. He won.
Which it makes sense. At the end of the day, like, okay, this is assault. Like,
sure. Sure. Right? I've got a penis drawn on my forehead. It is assault.
It's assault, right?
It is.
And that's the problem. I hate the black and white of all of it. You know, technically, like, no, screw that. It was a prank that went bad. Brother-in-law, chip in some for the medical bills that you caused. But at the same time, you got wasted at the dude's house, passed out on his couch, and he poured super glue on your belly button.
I think part of the reason his brother-in-law doesn't want to pay is because, like, you sued me? Really, man?
Right.
For the F you.
Right. In other news to Missouri, where one man's love will not be stopped. We toasted this man earlier today. Police got a call from passengers regarding a man exposing himself at the local train station, though, in my opinion, he did not care about any of them.
No.
Following surveillance tapes, they tracked him onto a train, noting that as the train was coming to the station, he proceeded to pull out his genitalia and attempted to have relations with his seat on the train for about 10 minutes. He was soon tracked down and arrested, and it should be noted, this was the second attempt in less than a year that this man made to get groovy with the train seat, as it were.
Got good stamina.
He does. Ten minutes.
10 minutes on a seat.
Yeah. That's some good timing,
The seat's not really giving him any real play. Damn. Any real play.
Got back out there.
That was terrible.
Exactly. But you know what? The seat was just looking at him right. It was putting on the moves on him.
If I live in St. Louis and I take the Metrolink, I'm like, can you please let us know what seat it was?
Yeah, no kidding.
Because I don't want to sit there.
I also want to see how sexy this seat is.
I mean, like I said, they have some good-looking seats on the St. Louis Metrolink.
Just sitting there in its lingerie with its top down.
Just teasing me.
Little slut. Down in Eugene, Oregon, where we're ready to hear this guy out, a man was arrested after he broke into an apartment and stabbed the man inside. Damn. Truth be told, the man knew exactly who lived inside of that apartment, as his daughter was one of the residents, the other being her boyfriend. Yes, he stabbed her boyfriend. He was visiting from out of town and had secured a key to the apartment from his daughter, who let himself inside while she was at work. When she got home, she found that there had been a dispute leading to the stabbing. Because you see, the man had gotten wind of the fact that the boyfriend had abused her 2 weeks prior. Mm-hmm. And the dad's facing charges. At that point, he doesn't care about the charges.
So is the boyfriend. Boyfriend's also facing charges.
Yeah, for menacing or something like that.
I don't know the specifics of it, but it was just like, basically it was this. This dad goes there specifically for a reason. To confront that guy who beat his daughter's ass.
Correct. Yeah.
Whatever the outcome is, maybe you don't get stabby, but I don't think that's an irrational action on
not at all
for any father
out. I think it's a natural reaction that a father has if you find out that a boyfriend is abusing your daughter.
Yes.
I mean,
I think we all have that trigger, like, man,
we're normal,
but don't F with my kids.
That's right. Start talking.
I don't care how old they are.
Start talking.
You know? You don't even care the animal.
No.
Hey, mama bear. Anything.
F off, dude.
Are you a mammal? You messing with someone's kids? Bad news comes your way, man.
That's right. Well, there's even the parents that'll go after the animals that are messing with their kids. You know, the mom that'll chase down a bear. A doggone bear. In no scenario would you charge a bear other than it's got your kid.
There's a story out of Italy. This is probably like in the 1970s. The lion had escaped from a zoo. The mom was on the phone inside of her home. Her child was in the backyard playing. Anyway, she spots the lion in the backyard. And look, the lion had not attacked the kid. She just sees that the lion is in the yard with the kid. Kid was 3 years old, I believe. When the authorities got there, mom did not remember what had happened. But the kid was safely inside. The lion was in shock and had several broken ribs. Think about that. And she's like, I don't know what happened. I saw red. Yeah. I mean, it's just, that's how it works.
Yeah, you go primal quick.
Yeah, real quick.
But just in case those stories.
Unless it's a chimpanzee.
Just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Iowa, and with many of these good news stories, it gets bad before it gets good. Surveillance footage was reviewed after a 4-year-old dog was found abandoned outside of an animal shelter. The video shows the previous owner of the dog parking across the street and leading to the animal to a cage in front of the shelter, which had already moved to a different location, leaving the building empty, and the dog was left alone overnight in 18-degree weather underneath a sign giving the shelter's new address. They said, we moved here, and it was under that sign. Luckily, a good Samaritan spotted the animal, took her in before bringing her to a different humane society where the dog is getting plenty of love and attention as she awaits her new forever home. The shelter's being a hell of a lot nicer than I would in this situation. Like, we love to reach out to the owners and let them know the proper procedures for surrendering an animal. Because what you guys did was not one of them. We understand that sometimes people find that there's no way out, blah, blah, blah. It's like you left your doggone dog out there in 18 degrees.
You knew better than what you did.
Correct.
Right? Whatever else you didn't know, you knew better than that.
That's right. Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. Pretty big news concerning the Seahawks. Reports are coming in that star wide receiver DK Metcalf is requesting a trade from the team, and the organization is already having talks in that regard. And this comes on the same day that they released another wide receiver, Tyler Lockett, no longer with the team. That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Getting up there, and he's been a stalwart with the Seahawks. DK is so much trouble, I'm sure they're like, cool.
Absolutely. A great game last night for the Seattle Kraken hosting the Minnesota Wild as they were down 4-1 early in the second period, managing to reduce that gap to 4-3 in the final seconds of the second period. But the Wild ultimately shut the Kraken down for the remainder of the game to take the win. They will play against the Predators tomorrow evening. More news on that I got after I'd already written this out is that we also had a three-way trade between Washington and Tampa, in which case we got one player. I don't remember his name. We got a handful of picks, but we did lose Yanni Gourde and Jamie Oleksiak in that trade as well, so they are no longer with the team. They go over to Tampa. Good luck to them. Thank you so much for everything that you've done for this team. We're going to miss you. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you got college and NBA basketball, NHL hockey, and Champions Cup soccer featuring your Seattle Sounders. Find out where to watch all those games in one convenient location, the Sports on What app. As far as your weather, we're gonna have some cloud cover tonight as things cool down to a brisk 39 degrees, giving us another decent day tomorrow with mostly sunny skies and a high of 53. That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawk.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the game known as Big Dummy. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.